We're honored now to have on the line the cousin of Evyatar David, whose emaciated face and haunting expression have now become symbols of the pain endured by so many Israeli families who have loved ones who are still being held hostage in Gaza. Last week, the world was once again confronted with the unbearable reality of what these hostages are going through. And in a disturbing propaganda video released by Hamas, images showed several Israeli hostages thin, pale, and visibly suffering. And among them was Evyatar David, whose cousin, Naama Shueka, has agreed to speak with us briefly about what her family is going through and what they hope the world will do in response. Naama, thank you so much for joining us here on The Home Run. How are you and your family coping since seeing the video of Evyatar?
Hello, and thank you for having me. Well, I don't think there are words to describe what we are going through. In the past almost 2 years, and in this last week since the video of Evyatar was published in Friday, Evyatar is being abused and starved. And we heard that before the video from the hostages who's been with him in captivity. But seeing him like this is just unbearable for us.
What went through your mind the moment you recognized him in that footage?
Well, it's really painful to look at him like that. What's going through my mind is it's hard to recognize him, actually. We've seen a video of him and of Guy Gilboa Dalal, a video that Hamas published in February. And since then, he lost more than 20 kilos of his weight. His voice doesn't sound like him because he barely has enough air to speak. And it just, after doctors look at his video, they told us he's in really, really bad shape. He's in immediate life danger and he's being starved. And he needs to get food and medical aid in the closed days to survive.
Now, Amma, when was the last time that you had received proof of life from him? And
excuse me, I will need you to repeat the beginning of the question.
When was the last time that you had news of him before Friday? And the way he was in the video, had he deteriorated a lot since the last time you received information?
Well, we received information from the hostages at Tal Shom and Omer Vankret, they were 8 months with him in the tunnels, and they told us about his medical and mental situation. It was really, really bad from what they told us. They told us that the terrorists there abused them not only physically, also mentally. So we imagined in our heads what Evyatar looks like, but it didn't come close to what we saw. He's a living skeleton, and he's being used as a tool in a cruel game of Hamas monsters, doing it to abuse him, to abuse his family, to abuse the citizens of Israel. Looking at this.
Now, Amma, I know it's really hard for you to chat, and we really do appreciate it. For many of us who do not know Evyatar personally, can you tell us a little bit about who he is beyond this horrific moment?
Of course, Evyatar, he's a young man, very, very peaceful, very calm. He's a person for deep conversations. His friends call him their psychologist. He's actually a musician. He's an artist, and he went to this Novo festival to celebrate life with his friend before he planned to travel a little bit in the world before he's gonna study music production. So that was the plan. He wasn't a political person. He wasn't involved in any. He was a peaceful young man. He is a peaceful young man, yeah.
The video obviously shocked many people, not just you. What would you like the world to understand about what your family and other hostage families are going through?
I think what the world needs to understand that it is in the power and in the hands of the leaders of the world to stop this. They have the power. They can speak out against Hamas, against his cruelly and inhumane acts, and they can put pressure on Hamas. I think the leaders of the world are not doing it enough. They're not understanding enough what is going on. And instead of speaking against Hamas, they are giving them leverage on the negotiation. And this is just, this past almost 2 years is a long nightmare for us. Since 7th of October, it feels like a very long, horrible day that's not ending.
You've been part of the broader campaign to bring the hostages home. Do you feel that the Israeli public and the international community are doing enough?
I feel like the Israeli public is doing a lot. We really feel like most of the Israeli public is with us, and they're interesting for them getting these hostages back home. That means winning the war and nothing else. I feel like the international community, well, some of them support, but a lot of them are just not understanding. I believe they speak from ignorance. They're not understanding what is happening here. They're not understanding who are, I'll say, the bad guys who's abusing not only the hostages, also the Gaza citizens, the stealing their food, stealing their aid. I feel like the international community is just, they just don't know enough about what is really going on.
And I don't know if you're comfortable talking about the Israeli government, but do you feel that they're doing enough?
Well, sadly, no. I don't think they're doing enough. I know there is a lot of efforts from the side of the Israeli government to come to a deal, but I feel like it's not enough.
What could they do more of? I mean, do you think they could have made a deal by now?
I'm not a politician. I don't know a lot about military stuff. So I know Hamas is demanding more and more, and they're just becoming stronger from the power that they get from the international community, and they demand impossible conditions in the negotiation. I know that. I don't think they want to get the hostages back. I don't think they want that the people of Gaza will have a good life and stop suffering. They want to occupy Israel. They want us to be dead. So it's really difficult, the negotiation. But I think it's just the most important thing right now to get these hostages back in any price.
Have you or your family had any communication from the authorities in Israel since the video surfaced?
The Avitar's parents, they are in ongoing communication with the people who's running the negotiation. Netanyahu called the family, Herzog, the president, also called the family. I know, they speak to them. They're trying to do whatever they can to at least promise that they won't die right now, that they get food, they get medical aid. That's the most important thing right now.
The most important. Now, Ame, if you could speak directly to the world leaders watching this unfold, what would you ask them?
If I speak to who, sorry?
International leaders.
I would like to tell them that every word they say right now, publish, it has a huge effect on the negotiation. It has a huge effect on Hamas leveraging the negotiation. It has huge effect on Eviatar's life and on the other 19 hostages suffering there. So I would like to ask them to choose their words carefully and to draw the story outside to the people in the way it really is, and to condemn Hamas and to put the pressure on Hamas so they have to sit down and continue the negotiation.
Now, where are you right now? Are you in Israel or are you coming to South Africa?
I'm in Israel, yeah. And not planning to come into South Africa anytime soon.
I would love that, but let's wait rather that you come with your cousin and you can all come and please God have a recovery here. What is your biggest fear at the moment?
My biggest, sorry again.
Your biggest fear. What are you most afraid of right now?
My biggest fear. I think it's obvious. My biggest fear is that Eviatar won't survive the next days. My biggest fear is that his last 2 years of his life, he was in a tunnel, starved and abused, and this is going to be the end of his life there in the tunnels. That's my biggest fear.
I mean, my heart breaks when I listen to you, and I really don't know what words of condolence or what words of strength to even offer you. Is there anything else you'd like to share with us, bearing in mind our listeners are very sympathetic to his fate and have been praying for the hostages to come home?
Thank you so much for having me. If there anything else I'd like to share with you?
Yes.
I would, anyone who's listening, please speak out. Please don't stand from the side. Don't look away. This is horrible things happening for human beings being treated like, I won't say even animals. Don't look away. Speak out. Be on the right side right now and help us end this nightmare.
Now, Anna, thank you for your strength and for your voice. And please know that we stand with you and your family and hoping and praying for Eviatar's safe return and for the safe return of every hostage still being held in Gaza. May their suffering not be forgotten and may action replace silence. And our prayers are with you. Thank you for chatting with us.
Thank you.